Welcome to the Deadly Departed podcast, where the veil between the living and the dead is just a whisper away. I'm Jock, and along with my colleagues in Paranormal Daily News, we will be your guides through the shadowy realms of the paranormal and the unexplained. In each episode, we will dive into the eerie and the enigmatic with the help of today's leading experts in parapsychology, science, and the supernatural. Prepare to uncover the secrets that lurk in the dark and explore the mysteries that defy explanation. Let's embark on this journey now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you are in the world, this is Craig and Jock here from Deadly Departed, PDN. We've got some brilliant announcements that we want to make of things that are happening in PDN. And something that we've been working behind the scenes for quite a while, actually a good couple of years. And that's something that we want to share with everybody out there. And this is going to benefit us as authors as well. So you can guess where we're going in that, right, Craig? How are you doing, by the way? It's been a wee while since we've done a little chat together on this.
Oh, I'm good, Jock. It's morning here in California. So about for me, it's about 9 a.m. And for you, you're getting into your afternoon. So that's...
I am, yes. And it's in, and the temperature here has plummeted recently. So my wife is complaining that the sun is only here in very sparse points. It's for me, this is my favorite time of year, obviously. It's gone into the autumn season, so it's great. I get to get my camera out and go for little walks and take some shots and things like that. You know, Craig, you and I are authors. My wife is an author. We know many authors.
Yep.
But we also know how hard it is as an author to not only promote our books, to get readers, I was going to say listeners, listeners as well, because yeah, that's another thing
that's
that
also
we're doing.
Audio.
It's also audio, yeah. Actually. And that's another thing that actually we're doing. But we know what it's like to put a book out there. I'm certainly not one that's written by AI. I've mentioned this many times, but it's, you know, to have a passion for something, to passionately put down on paper our thoughts and our wisdom and our knowledge and to share it with the world, the hardest thing is to promote it and get it out there. And publishing has changed over the years. And it's something we've been looking at for quite a while, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, you know, for example, I think there's like 4,000 books a day go on to Amazon. So 4,000 a day, trying to be heard above that kind of noise is a real challenge. So even if you have the greatest book in the world, there's no guarantee that somebody will read it. Even getting a publisher doesn't necessarily guarantee you that your book will get the proper publicity so that you'll at least have a chance for it to be read.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I don't know how it was for you, but I remember I wrote my first book. The amount of rejections that I had from agents and publishers. I mean, yes, I have agents now and I've had publishers and I've only ever traditionally published. Now with the advent of AI, I saw an ad the other day. It says, obviously it's one of these promising the world and doesn't deliver, but you know, earning six figures a month because they're developing books on AI and putting them out there. And it's kind of disheartening for anybody out there who's an author, because anybody can become an author on AI, but you're not. Yes, you can put words on paper and words on the screen, but you're not putting your heart and soul and your passion into it. And I think that's where I think we agree as well, that this is the scary thing about this AI industry, especially now you've got everybody saying, pump the books out there and earn six figures a month, which is not true, actually.
But, no, it's not.
And I remember being turned down so many times. It was so disheartening. Did you apply for agents and publishers and get turned down?
I was working with one publisher. I had it almost in the bag. And the person I was working with, everything just suddenly fell through. The book was topical. Yeah, that's a story I don't want to get into, because it would involve trash talking somebody that I really don't want to do that.
I've been there. I'm not going to mention mine, but I actually got an upfront payment from a publisher for a book idea that I actually started writing and got, you know, got, I think about a quarter way or halfway into it, and then they changed their mind. And so we had a bit of a,
yeah,
bit of an argument, and I ended up getting to keep, I kind of won legally and got to keep the upfront payment. But again, that was way back in the day. We don't have upfront payments now because it's, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Even to get a publishing deal is, well, I had, something in itself.
I ended up self-publishing. So the book in 2013, that I simply, it was kind of topical. I wasn't going to wait, you know, 6 or 8 months for somebody to come up with some, you know, for maybe something to happen.
Yeah.
And it was a book about parapsychology. So it was very specialized and I didn't think I had a whole lot of chance. So I self-published an ebook and a regular book. Figured out how to do an ebook. You know, just learned how.
Yeah.
And that ended up working for me because the audience was so specialized in that particular case that it started getting reviewed by scientists.
Yeah.
And recommended by them. I was getting good reviews. In fact, recently I got reviewed by the Journal of Parapsychology.
Excellent.
A couple years ago, I think now. It keeps staying out there. That's because it's very specialized. It's talking to a very particular audience, and that particular audience doesn't have another book that addresses that particular thing. So it's a little different than most other stuff. Most self-published things go into the bin of history, never to be seen again.
That's right. And then, of course, even if you are with a publisher, I mean, I've published with really big publishers, you know, large multinational, I won't mention names, but large multinational publishers. And what I found was I was kind of left to my own devices. I probably had delusions of grandeur. So I thought, you know, my first book, I thought, go write the book. I'm going to retire to a little cottage by the sea. I'm going to sell loads. I'm going to buy a house. It doesn't happen that way. And you realize when you get into publishing, it's a freaking hard game to actually come on top with. And I found very quickly that if I didn't market it, and if I didn't stand behind it, it wasn't going to go anywhere. Essentially, a publisher put it out there and then it has a little bit of, they maybe do a press release, they maybe do a little thing, but essentially it's down to you. It's down to you to get your reviews. It's down to you to get your network. And unless you're a household name, you're signed up with likes of Penguin Random House or one of the other ones, where they have a full PR team behind you because you're famous and you've got millions of followers, you're not going to get anywhere. And if you're in a specialized field that we are, which is so small, it really is down to you.
Yeah.
And that's where we're trying to change the game.
Yep.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that we've been working on is our own traditional publishing division. PDN Books has grown. PDN Books, shut up, Jock. You've just let it off the bag. Paranormal Daily News, the magazine, has been growing over the years. It has got a great reputation. It has got a great readership. We have dedicated, I would say, fans, plus we have highly regarded professionals in the field of parapsychology, science, and other avenues, transpersonal psychology, that love it. We now have a peer-reviewed journal, which is also being launched, and we have our community. And there's many, many other assets that we have out there, including this podcast and various other things that we have ongoing as well. So it was a natural progression for us to look at developing our own publishing brand, our own publishing label. And so, God, how long has it been, Craig, that we've been working on this? And a long time.
4, 5, 6, 7 years.
If you're fascinated by the mysteries of the afterlife, consciousness, and the unexplained, you're in the right place. Through Deadly Departed, Paranormal Daily News, and the Parawise Journal, I explore the paranormal from every angle. Investigative reporting, expert conversations, and of course, serious academic research. We also publish books and support new writers. We now host the PDN Book Awards, and have a private inner circle community where people can continue the conversation beyond this podcast. If you want to go deeper, visit paranormaldailynews.com and explore our PDN network. How long have we? So we've been working together. I mean, years. So yeah. It wasn't long after that we started talking about it, and talking about it with Linda in Australia. And behind the scenes, we've been trying to develop PDN books, and trying to develop it in a way that we can give a lot more to our authors. And so we have done that now. Our site is nearly finished. We've got, you know, we're in the process of developing it, building it now. There may be some tweaks and changes and things that we're going to do. You can check that out on pdnbooks.com. And we are now open for submissions, although I don't know if the submission form is up and running yet, but you can message us through Paranormal Daily News. But the idea is that we will be able to appeal to a wider audience, and also to give something to our authors that they don't get. And that is a full support system for marketing and PR.
Yeah.
Way more than what any other publisher would give you, because we have got PDN Magazine. We have got our other assets. We've got lots of different ways of doing it. We've also started, since, you know, we started developing promotions, we have a promotional system for authors where they can, they don't actually have to be one of our authors yet, because we're only just launching that now. But we've had authors that have now taken up our author promotion packages.
And I think that's a terrific deal, because the thing that PDM provides is ongoing support. In other words, it's not just, we threw up a page on a website for you, here you go, good luck. We're doing more than that. We're keeping it in the social media. We'll be talking about it, and generally keeping your book in the up into the public awareness, so that it has a chance to catch hold and reach the audience that it deserves.
And we just, and I just finished actually doing a little author interview, because we've got a new section on Deadly Departed that we're doing, which is the author spotlight. So if you are an author in our field of specialization and you want to promote with us, then obviously we do have a fee for it, but we'll get you on as well, and we'll talk with you about your book, and we'll promote you out there on the podcast and on various avenues. And we've just did the first one. We've got another couple that we're setting up of authors that have advertised with us, and so we'll be promoting them. But this is just the stepping stone until we reach to get our authors. We've got some new titles coming out, and we're also going to be, we're really excited, we're going to be republishing old titles and giving them a new lease of life.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm excited about, Craig, actually, because that means it's people out there in our field that have maybe published before but didn't get much from it in terms of sales or getting exposure. And so we're in a great opportunity where we can republish those titles. And if they've self-published, then we can get them into our brand.
Yeah. And that works marvelously for people, because the object is to sell books. I know that there's I know that there's not a huge amount of money to be made from writing your book, but it's an important thing about sharing the information that needs to be shared, that you know, that nobody else quite knows the way you do.
And I think there's something in it as well. When you really polish a book and you take it from your heart and your soul and passion that you have, to have somebody else read it and get something. I mean, obviously we got good reviews, bad reviews, it happens anyway. But to have someone that actually write to you and say, you know, your book changed my life, or your book made me think differently, or, you know what, I was quite skeptical beforehand, but now I'm even more skeptical now. I'm changing, the whole paradigm has changed for me. So I think that's important as well. And I think that's where PDN Books is going to be different, and help also to bring academic writing to the lay community, so that they can enjoy learning about stuff that's probably so dry. And we're also going to be bringing in, obviously, an imprint for, you know, paranormal spirituality side of things as well. And we're open for submissions now. So if you've got, if you've been turned down before, or you've got a book that you've self-published, but you want to get a little more behind it, then please contact us. Let us know what your idea is. Again, you can check our site. We have got a submission process. We won't just take anything on. And it's not just me and Craig. We've got other people. We've got obviously Linda's our editor and chief editor, and who will be in charge of her own imprint in spirituality. She doesn't know that yet, so she's going to...
Surprise!
I was going to say, surprise, Linda, if you're listening to this, yeah, we do need to arrange a meeting so we can all confab. But there's other people involved with us as well, and designers. So our aim is to support authors, and the reason is because we know what it takes, and we understand the support that we would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can do that, because I've had a lot of experience in media and PR and in public, and not so much public, publishing world, but in marketing and content marketing. And so bringing that skill set into PDN and developing this is going to help us to take this to a new level. So we're really excited, guys. We're really, really excited. We've got some new titles coming out in 2026. Again, as I mentioned, we've got some old titles that we're going to be revamping, revitalizing. And who knows where this is going to take us. And also, we have Craig here that will be offering audio versions of the books. So we'll also have the audio side as well. So it's because I love to sit and hold a book with a coffee or something and read.
Yeah. My wife, for example, listens to all of her books. She doesn't, she rarely has a print copy in her hands. It's almost always, she drives a lot and she listens to books on tape when she's doing that. She's currently listening to Dan Brown's.
Awesome. I see, that's the thing. See, Dan Brown doesn't need a marketing team because he's
millions. Dan Brown does not need a marketing team. Absolutely. Says, I published something.
I love Audible as well. I've got probably on my Audible library, I've got like 400 odd titles that I listen to. And even with some of the academic research that I do, I'd rather listen to the Audible version. I know, bore the face off my wife, right? Like, you know, with some of the stuff that I listen to right enough when we're in the car. So I tend to have to go for a hike. But of course, there's all of that. And who knows, there may be some other avenues that we'll bring into PDN Books. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. PDN Books has finally got a life.
Woohoo!
And the way we're doing it as well is, for you authors out there, I'm not going to give up too much. But there's an opportunity. Yes, you may come in with us and start off very easy, very light, with a contract that is probably more fitting for a beginner, or more fitting for even like a print-on-demand side of things. But we are moving into a full global distribution, and that's hard copy traditional print books with full distribution, with foreign rights, everything else. And that's why it's taken so, so, so long to even get to this point. So there is an opportunity for our authors to really expand and grow with us. Because as we said, we're authors. We know what's missing. We've been there. We've watched every freaking review, right? Good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put ourselves out there trying to promote. We know how hard it can be. So we want to bring our family in and to support not only the academic world, but also those interested in other avenues of parapsychology, transpersonal psychology, the paranormal, and in spiritual fields. So look out, guys, please sign up to our newsletter on Paranormal Daily News. Oh, and also, we have another announcement coming very soon, which we're not going to let you know about just now. Something Craig and I have been working on for quite a while. And that will be coming throughout PDN, which might be music to your ears. So we'll just say that. We'll just for tease.
Now. It's for a now. Secret. It's secret. You can't know about it.
So, it is Halloween season. So yes. That was his scary. Mm. A scary thing there. And also, guys, as well as launching PDN books, we also have our own clothing line, our clothing brand that we're going to be launching very soon. And we're working on that as well. So there is absolutely so much coming up, so much exciting things. And we couldn't do it without a great team behind us. And this is a passion project for us. It's passionate. And we hope that we can show the same passion to your books if you're an author. And don't hold yourself back. If you've got an idea for a book and everybody else is turning you down, who knows? We may not turn you down. We're not going to guarantee we're going to take it, but, you know, we're looking for new voices. So contact us. Craig, anything else you want to say before we finish off?
Yeah. So when you're signing with us, you have to remember, this is our thing. Jock and I are both associate members of the Parapsychological Association. We are very much committed to the paranormal. We respect people within the community. And so if you are writing, if you sign up with us in this, you are giving money to the people who appreciate you the most.
That's all. And I forgot, we're also launching the PDN Book Awards, which we're not going to go into that just now. But we do have PDN Book Awards coming out. That will be announced very soon. And if you're an author, you will be able to apply for the PDN Book Awards. Now, it's not just any award. There is a cash prize. And it will be probably the biggest book awards in our field ever. And probably the biggest prize ever. So stay tuned for that. That's another announcement we've got very soon as well. All to do with PDN. For all those of you who are with us, who are writers, or readers, or members of our community, we thank you. We couldn't do without you. And please share this with everybody. This is an exciting time for us. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to Deadly Departed. I hope you enjoyed our explanation into the strange and the mysterious. If you like what you heard, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Join us next time as we continue to unravel the unexplained and bring you the latest from the world of the paranormal and parapsychology. Until then, keep questioning, stay curious, and never stop seeking the truth. Bye-bye.